from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
T-minus one more day to the start of the NFL season as the Kansas City Chiefs will play host to the Baltimore Ravens to kick off the NFL season on Thursday Night Football. We'll also have a game on Friday in Brazil. Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. But today for the Bills, first injury report coming up hopefully a little bit later in the morning. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will speak with the media at 12 for a 12:30 practice. We will hear from Sal Capaccio coming up in just about a little over an hour, about an hour and 15 minutes. He'll speak with us at about 11:15. And then we'll also get a look behind enemy lines as we'll get a look at the Arizona Cardinals with Tyler Drake. He will join the show, covers the Cardinals, has a podcast out there as well. Be an early morning for him, but he'll be joining us in about a half hour at 10:30. Very, very excited.
Zach, I'm also very excited. Do you know what the Sabres just tweeted out?
Captains.
Black and red schedule.
Did they really?
Yup. 1 minute ago. The goat head for 15 games. 15.
Didn't Tage Thompson say he wanted the goat head for
a lot?
I think he just said permanent.
He did say permanent.
I don't even think it was a lot.
He did say permanent. And then that sparked the whole debate of the blue and gold and all that stuff. Real quick, though.
Never leaves.
So, 15 games. The first one being October 26th. Man, they couldn't have done Halloween.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Halloween would have been so good.
Yeah.
They're wearing it the day after my birthday in April.
There we go.
We're going to that game. That's happening. But, yeah, so 15 games. Sabres tweeted that out. They have their black and red schedule up. Man, I'm excited. This is why it's the elite season, because you get football and then all of a sudden, boom, there's hockey. It creeps up on you.
And it's a big thing too with hockey. It comes out of nowhere. Next week Friday is the prospect challenge. Then the preseason starts, and the preseason is over in the blink of an eye. It's done. And then all of a sudden it's regular season. I think the Sabres' first regular season game, if I'm remembering correctly, as I just looked at the schedule, is October 4th. I think.
A month from today?
It is October 4th. It is a month.
Month from today.
The Sabres season will kick off. Kickoff's a bad way to put it.
Start,
yeah. It'll just start in a month, and they'll be in Prague against the New Jersey Devils.
Is it wrong to say it kicks off, or is it just wrong because we're talking about football right now and it feels wrong?
Just kickoff feels right. I don't like
because you kick it off like you're kicking it off, you know.
But like you don't kick anything, and you literally can't.
Where did kickoff originate? Was it in sports or was it something else?
It's
something with boats. You kick off of the dock?
Not,
maybe?
Not a chance. Got to be with football. Got to be with football.
Hold on.
If it's with boats, I'm gonna be upset.
Where did the term kickoff come from?
Just gonna go right to Google.
Yep.
Did you get anything?
The term kickoff originated in the English language in the 1850s.
It's going to be with bolts. Please, no. It's going to be with bolts.
It has multiple meanings. To start an event or activity in sports with soccer or football, rugby. To become full of action and excitement. To start or to get angry. To complain in a noisy way.
I'm counting
the
soccer.
The Oxford English Dictionary's earliest version of kickoff is from 1857. But it doesn't say why.
Soccer. So I'm taking
1857?
It. Yeah.
No.
Look when soccer was invented. That feels right.
That feels right. Soccer is very old. Like, if you look back at like the rudimentary roots of soccer, it's very old. But I just, I don't know. I feel like 1857 is a long time ago.
And according to FIFA, modern soccer began in England in 1863.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Close. So close.
So
that's disrespectful.
Okay,
just,
obviously,
you can't be that close.
The problem is where did it originate? Like, we know what it means.
I mean, clearly England. Got the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah,
that's soccer, true. You know, 10 years later, England, which I'm not really thrilled about.
No, but it was first used as a noun in 1856 and as a verb in 1857.
We've gone too far. We've gone too far.
Well, because the verb is the action of kicking off.
The Sabres will skate away a month from today.
Well, face off, puck drop.
Face off. There it is. Thank you.
Face off works.
Puck drop, it is a face off.
Yeah. Puck drop, you have to say like in a very specific way to make it work.
Yeah, the Sabres will not puck drop their season in a month.
It's a lot of, puck drop is tonight.
No, let's start it right now. The Sabres will puck drop their season
in
a month.
Won't be a part of that. Will not be a part of that.
You don't want to be a part of history?
Yeah, I'm good. Right. I'm perfectly good. Zach Jones and Josh Mitt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And as we did mention, though, while we are a month away from the Sabres season facing off,
Puck dropping.
We are a day away from the NFL season getting going. I was looking this morning at potential parlays for the lone game tomorrow, which, of course, is Baltimore and Kansas City. We already pretty much know Hollywood Brown will not be a part of the game for KC tomorrow. Actually, it may be official, but Andy Reid all but kiboshed that last week by basically saying like he's not ready. I know today Devin White was ruled out for the Eagles as they take on the Packers on
Friday.
That's
because, they have to fly out today.
Yep, they are leaving today.
And Packers, too, because it's a 9.5-hour flight to Brazil. Yep. Even though it's basically straight down, you're still changing a lot of time zones.
But it's back.
Oh yeah, we're here.
More than
24
hours.
More than
24 hours.
36,
something like that.
Yeah,
but I think you were saying it yesterday, of like you were almost excited to see the injury report.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to like those graphics, like just the things that we're used to in a game week, because then it feels like we're back, we're fully back, and then every day has a different meaning because on a normal game week, if you play on a Sunday, let's say in like 3 weeks' time, right, mm-hmm. when the Bills play a few Sundays in a row, because the first few weeks here are going to be weird because obviously, so the Bills kick off Sunday mm-hmm. against the Cardinals and then immediately play Thursday night against the Dolphins, which is fantastic in terms of watchability because you have two games in 5 days, which not so great in terms of the potential, physical aspects of that, but two games in 5 days, and then you have another little break, then you get the long break. You get to watch all the rest of the NFL because mm-hmm. Sunday night, Sunday, all day, everything. And then the Bills play on Monday night against Jacksonville. But then it goes to more of a normal schedule that we're kind of used to with the 1 o'clock kickoffs on Sundays or even like the 4:30 kickoffs.
Yeah.
But I think back to last year and it's like, and obviously just every year is like this, but you have, it's the Monday after a game. It's either Victory Monday or it's, what happened yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Tuesday. All right, it's kind of just the day to relax and breathe. Wednesday, the first practice, the first, meetings of the week and everything like that. And then you get Thursday Night Football along with more practices and more news and more everything. And it's just, every day has a different meaning now, and it's nice. And I'm not saying that, in the summertime it doesn't have a meaning when it's Friday or something like that, but like,
We're back on almost a schedule.
Right. It's funny. We all, if you're a football fan or even if you're not a football fan, you're just kind of existing here, you kind of know the day of the week by what football is mm-hmm. happening, which is kind
of
interesting.
That is sort of how we keep track of like the days now. It's all right, Monday night football. Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing. Thursday night football.
And sometimes you even have like the Saturday games late in the year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this week with the Friday game and last year with the Black Friday game.
Yep.
That was a first, and I bet you it's not going to be the last for sure.
No, not a chance. But, yeah, it is interesting now that, that's how a lot of people end up kind of keeping track of their days and stuff like that is when football is on. For a lot of people, Saturday is the college day, Friday is the high school day, Thursday starts the NFL week, starts the NFL week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am nervous, though, for the Bills. I'm never somebody that gets that excited for week one, because oftentimes week one is not really indicative of what your season is going to be. It is kind of an outlier in that sense. You could have an incredible great win, what have you, and then your season just absolutely tailspins. Or you could have a bad loss, and then all of a sudden it's like, you look back at the year and go, that was really a bit of an outlier. Like, they were really good that year. And especially with the Bills, this season, I find myself both encouraged and excited with certain things. You know, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, of course, a lot of the young guys like Terrell Bernard, Osiris Torrance, and Ed Oliver, I think, are going to take big steps going forward. But, you know, we've heard Sal talk about it. We've all kind of talked about it. There is a massive, massive, massive unknown when it comes to this Bills team. And the Arizona Cardinals are not a bad football team. This is, you know, a year later, we were having a much different conversation about the Arizona Cardinals than we are now. And that's why I'm kind of excited to talk to Tyler Drake in about 15 minutes, because ultimately that's the thing, is it was a drastically different conversation last year, where it was just kind of like, get through the year, you know, get Kyler healthy. Jonathan Gannon seems to be a little bit of a weirder coach. He's got, you know, his introductory press conference. But his introductory press conference, not great. And then all of a sudden, you know, to start last year, they weren't awful. They seemingly were playing, you know, with a little bit more of a grit, I guess. You know, they were a team that was a little bit tougher to play against, at least to start the year.
Well, and it didn't help either that they didn't have Kyler Murray for the last half of 2022. And the starting half of 2023, last half, meaning more so like four games.
Yeah.
But still, it was, you know, the Cardinals were trying to get something together in 2022, and then Kyler Murray just gets hurt. And then you lose him for half of last season because of that same injury.
Mm-hmm. But ultimately, in 2022 and 23, they had the exact same record, 4-13. But it is a different vibe now. I mean, you get Kyler Murray, you have seemingly a really nice wide receiver room as well, obviously headlined by the addition of Marvin Harrison Jr. Greg Dortch seems to be kind of everyone's favorite fantasy under-the-radar guy. Trey McBride is really good. Their running back room is interesting with Trey Benson and, of course, James Conner.
Well, now James Conner is the bell cow.
I guess the bell cow.
According to their offensive coordinator. I wish I would have known that before I drafted in all three of my fantasy leagues.
Yep.
That would have been so cool. Thanks for letting me know.
That would have been fun. Buda Baker at safety is phenomenal. And then they've got some of these other guys as well. Paris Johnson Jr., who they drafted last year, so he's going into his second year. They're an interesting team that I, as a Bills fan, barely pay attention to them, mainly because they're almost as far west as you can get, but they aren't like the major cities like L.A., and the Bills don't play them that much. It's not even like they're in the AFC. They're in the NFC. And so it's just like, I've never really thought of the Arizona Cardinals. And now looking at them, I'm going, it's not a great team to have a lot of question marks heading into your season to play first. And that's what the Bills have. They have a ton of question marks. Now, I think it is just as likely the Bills go out there and win 28-10. And you're just like, yeah, they look awesome. I'm not worried at all. That they lose 28-10 and you're going, cool, the wide receiver position, serious question marks everywhere. They are off to a slow start. The defense, yeah, they may have been old, but they lost a lot of key members on the team, and this is hurting them. I think all of those are just as likely because of all the unknown elements for the Bills.
Let me take that a step further. Here's a bit of a scenario for you. Let's say the Bills do win 28-10 on Sunday. Two of those touchdowns are defensive touchdowns. How do you feel?
I mean, I'm happy. Like, I'm thrilled because that'd be, like, good for the defense, you know, to get two scores. But I think realistically, all the questions coming into this year were on the offense. And for them then, so we're saying they score two touchdowns, defense scores two touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Right. Because you feel great because you know, hey, look, the offense or the defense, we lost a lot of guys and it's not bad. You know, it's everything's fine. And let's... it's just all hypothetical, obviously. But it's just... Because I feel like, yes, the offense has been the focal point, but there's been a lot of people saying that one of the reasons why the Bills aren't going to be good this year is because their defense lost a lot of players. And I think my thing, along with some other people too, has been the players they lost are older and have been injured and have had issues with staying healthy and all this stuff over the past 3-4 years, and they've still been good offenses. And then, oh, Matt Milano gets hurt, and yes, that stinks, but you played all season last year without Matt Milano, and you were fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you want to play without Matt Milano, but the point I'm trying to make here is if you go out and have a good defensive performance in the first game like that, you feel good for about 5 minutes, and then you realize, wait a minute, they scored half the points while our offense only scored our offense scored the same amount. Like that's the problem there is I think the only way we all feel good about this game if they win is if the offense goes out and is just dominant and shows out and is...
Yeah,
is,
and there's no real level of panic.
Right. You know,
you're looking... Not to say exactly this, but like sort of like the Rams game from a few years ago.
Yeah, you go out and you embarrass them, essentially.
Where like even you still have some issues where it's like, you didn't look great. There's a few turnovers, but ultimately...
They weren't
handled them.
They weren't uncharacteristic turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think back to that Rams game. It wasn't like, you know, Allen is trying to make some super stupid crazy play and turns the ball over and, you know, it's like, what are you doing there? It was just kind of your run-of-the-mill, oh, there's an interception.
There's a fumble.
Or whatever, yeah.
And so, like, I guess my big thing, though, too, is, like, going into this game, I'm almost more interested in, like, And I just tweeted it out here, too. I'm almost more interested in what is the level of panic for Bills fans, though, if they lose. I feel like if they win, because, like, you just brought it up, like, they need to win almost, I would say, for a lot, not everybody, but I think for a lot of fans, they would need to win in a very specific way for fans to feel comfortable, to feel good. There are always going to be fans, I think this is correct to a certain extent, just win. You know, the old Al Davis, you know, saying of just win, baby. I think a lot of fans will just win. Just keep winning.
Yeah.
Get me to January, what have you.
But I think when you have that mentality, and I think that was maybe the mentality of the last couple years, not this past, you know, 5-6 year span.
Yeah.
But
last two or three.
After 13 seconds specifically, I think that's been the mentality of like, oh, just keep winning. We'll just get to January, just keep getting to the playoffs, just keep winning. I think that's where you run into issues like last season where, oh yeah, they kept winning, but everything was exposed. And you see all of the issues that you really have, and you see all of these problems that are
everything.
Yeah. And I think that while, yes, I want them to keep winning, I want them to do it convincingly. I don't want to squeak out every win and you know.
You want to feel good. You want to feel like it's sustainable. Yeah. It's consistent.
You're gonna have wins where you got a bad taste in your mouth. Where it's, you know, a comeback win.
Yeah.
After some stupid stuff happens, and it's just like, you know what? Hey, they won. That's fine. But when every win feels like that, it leads to this feeling, because every win last year, or most of them anyway, felt like this pulling teeth of like, ooh, man, that was tough, and it should not have been that tough. And that's
you're more exhausted.
Right.
You know, you're kind of like, I need a drink.
It's that meme of like, hey, kickoff started. Oh my God, what is this? Hey, they won. Great.
Yep. Yep.
Like, it's kind of how it felt for a lot of the season last year. But I think that if you have that happen so much in one season, that's what leads to this feeling at the beginning of the next season.
We got two comments already, and I think it pretty much... The first two comments, I think, pretty much nail why I kind of wanted to talk about this. Puckhead tweets in, none, in terms of his level of panic if they lose to the Cardinals. Eater tweets in, full blown. I think that is fair. I think a lot of it, though, also depends how are you feeling about the Bills going into this game anyways.
Well, right. I mean,
If you think, I think the Bills are going to be fine. It might be a little bit rough in the beginning of the year, but I think they're going to be fine. You're probably not that worried if they lose week one. You're thinking, oh my gosh, Diggs is gone, Hyde and Poyer are gone, they haven't replaced the receivers, what are we going to do? And then they do lose week one, the level of panic is different. It all of a sudden is everything I feared is maybe coming true. I'm not saying either is the correct way to do it, but I think both are fair. It depends on where you're sitting with the Bills now.
And I think also no matter how if they do lose week one, no matter how it happens, it's going to be panic.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a last second Hail Mary, if it's a, Arizona barely gets down the field and kicks like a 52-yard field goal or, whatever,
mm-hmm.
all of those scenarios lead to panic. The only I'm Captain Optimism on Twitter for a reason. I don't mean to be so pessimistic here, but the only way I see there not being panic is if you have an offensive dynamo performance from Allen and two or three mm-hmm. of the receivers, or even like James Cook or Dalton Kincaid, and anything else is just kind of like, oh well, you got the win, but is this the same old story as last year?
Yep. Paul tweets in, none. It's basically the traditional third preseason game. The NFC with little to no consequences. Starters get extended time, working some concepts, players they didn't get to in the preseason, ramp up for the divisional game in 4 days. I think that's also fair to bring up kind of in this point as well, because Paul brought up the preseason games. Kyler Murray hasn't played in the preseason. So if there's fears of like Allen being rusty because he hasn't played too much, I think if you're a Bills fan, there should be hope that Kyler Murray is a little bit rusty because he hasn't played. Razor then tweets in, 10 out of 10 because of the schedule. Just not a good season to let any games like this go. Again, it's the duality of it. I think it's up and down. It depends on what kind of fan you are, where you think the Bills are at now going into week one. And I think that's so fascinating. Because I would say, if we're doing this out of 10, I put it at a 5.
Yeah.
I would be at a 5.
Vinny tweets in, and he said out of 10, I'd say a 7. It's a game they need to win, but a lot of moving parts on the team, and it's week one, which usually isn't the best indication mm-hmm. for team success. However, it's a game they need to win in terms of playoffs. And I think that last part that Vinny put in there is very important because, well, you might think of it as, oh, it's just week one. It's an NFC team. It's the Arizona Cardinals. It's week one against a non-conference opponent in a game where you can kind of get ahead of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, look at tomorrow's game, for example. The Chiefs play the Ravens. One of those two teams is going to be 0-1 tomorrow.
The Chiefs were 0-1 last year.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's the perfect, mm-hmm. telltale sign for the rest of the season. But if you get a win when other teams that you're rivaling don't, that's a good thing. That's a big thing when it comes to playoffs at the end of the year. And we saw it last year with the seeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bills hosted the Chiefs last year.
Yep.
And I do think that that's an important part to look at too, is while yes, it's not a conference game, it's important to the full season outlook in terms of games you should win and also games that you can use to get ahead of other teams.
Well, and also so like you're not in a position you were last year where all of a sudden you have a 5% chance to make the playoffs and you're praying that the Dolphins collapse. I'm not sure on the Dolphins at all. I still think they're a paper tiger. I think they beat up bad teams and can't play well against good teams. But you don't want to leave yourself in that position of, oh, great, we need to now go on a 4, 5, 6 game win streak just like to keep our playoff hopes alive.
Like they do every year.
They do.
Pretty much.
But you don't want to leave yourself vulnerable to like, yeah, but if we don't, we're screwed.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that, 5, 6 game win streak at the end of the year every year is very nice. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the ride up to it is terrifying.
I think a lot of this season, too, if I'm being honest, kind of where I'm sitting at with this, I think a lot of this season is let's find out what we have for the next core, for the next group that we'll be pushing for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If they win this year, awesome. Teams can win in transition years. They do it all the time. The Chiefs literally just did it. But I do think that that's what this year is for, is that let's find out who of the young group will be here for the next core. We are going to have more cap space next year. We're going to have a ton of early draft picks as well. let's just figure out what we have now. If we win, awesome. If we don't, we need to figure out who we have. And that's where my fear is that, and I guess really what I'm watching for most of this season, unless it looks like, oh, okay, they're going to be awesome. If they're not a good team, it makes me really worried then going forward, because there is a lot of young talent on this team. And if none of them are really progressing, that is concerning. Mm-hmm. Or if they're not progressing to the point where they could take up spots from the older players that left, that's concerning. That I feel like would take like an ultimate like, oh no, everything is going poorly, because I do still think they're a good team with Josh Allen at quarterback. Now it's more to find out, you know, is Keon Coleman going to hit the ground running as a rookie? Are Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir two young guys in the skill position room that you're going to move forward with? Are you kind of going to move forward with James Cook, or are you going to go more towards just the Ray Davis, we're going to draft a running back in rounds 4 or 5 for the next few years? Osiris Torrance, Ed Oliver, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa, Terrell Bernard, Dorian Williams, all these young guys, you've got to see what you have in them going forward. I think that's maybe the most interesting part. It's the one interesting thing, or I guess even silver lining I got from the Matt Milano injury. It's terrible for him. It's terrible for the team this year. But it could be nice for them to maybe see, hey, do we need to draft another linebacker, you know, when the inevitable Matt Milano exit stages right moment happens? Or we got something in Dorian Williams. We're okay. Now we're loaded at linebacker depth. It's going to be really, really interesting. Got to take a quick time out, but if you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. And coming up after a quick timeout, we're going to be joined by Tyler Drake. He covers the Arizona Cardinals, also the co-host of the Cardinals Corner podcast. We'll get a look behind enemy lines on the Cardinals after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.